As I was mentioning, Diaz, brand new album, Diaz Nation, coming out, CD release show at Sue Shop on September 30th, tomorrow, I believe. So check that out. Sounds good. It's a good album. Many fine songs on it. Also a previous Shindig band. Everyone plays Shindig. Before that, Aunts and Uncles, a song called November from the self-titled EP. And I started off the set with some Ghost House from another brand new album. Not Everything Ends is the name of the song. So this is CITR Radio, and hopefully everything is ready. You're listening to a show called Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and what we do is we have bands play live on the air. And now I believe it's time to switch over to that part of the program. Live in studio with us, we have National Shield.
Thanks, Ben, for fucking me up with your fucking flash.
Stop! sweet to someone's hand when I nearly die. So I know I'll ask myself what I ask myself. Though there's no no, there's no remedy to wash the beast away. No, there's no remedy. Who really cares what a crow says anyway?
Down with a nice cup of tea, maybe
some Scrabble.
Maybe a hand holding. Not all of you though. Please don't hold hands too much or too hardly. It's dangerous.
Whopperless?
We are Whopperless. anyone has a Whopper.
I could really go for an angry Whopper.
Oh, man.
It's a little frazzled then.
We had angry Whoppers. Not you and I, Tom. But. Sorry, this is Tom Tischer.
I would have remembered if we had angry Whoppers. Although apparently we played at the Japandoras and I didn't remember that. Just reminded of tonight.
It was a dream.
It was all a dream. Hoko's so yakisoba.
Where are the national shields? Or parts of it? And maybe a couple more songs before Ben Lai kicks us off the radio and then talks to us.
And then invites us back.
And then we force ourselves. I've done that a few times.
To no avail.
Maybe, Restitution is None. This is a new song called The New Restitution is None. We'll be right back.
been, where you've been. Don't tell your father where you've been, where you've been.
And if you do, he'll surely catch up with you. For if you do,
let's do a sad one. Because that's not sad enough. It's
the sunrise that I the sight of hearing, neither scarecrows nor crows to scare, for that matter, shrinking violet, no, shrinking violet.
National Shield, live on CITR. Hello.
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 Chris and Tom, welcome back.
Thanks.
The last time you played on this show actually was during 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell.
It was.
Yeah, during, and you called in from Toronto via Skype. Skype, right?
Wasn't no, phone. I used my phone.
Oh, yeah.
I used my cell phone.
All right. Actually, that was better because I know because...
It didn't cut out.
Yeah. Mark Morissette from
Mark Tolomei. Mark and Kristen.
Mm-hmm. Language Arts did it via Skype. And when it works, that sounded really good, but it just keep cutting out. or no, I think it either hit some kind of max and it
shuts. Probably. I don't know. They don't know what they're doing.
Well, it was my idea.
Who's no. Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs has no idea.
No idea what he's doing. It's all guesswork.
But
yeah, that Google alert, like tomorrow when you put this up online,
yeah.
Steve Jobs is gonna be like, "What? I know what I'm doing."
You're going down. It's coming back from retirement. See how you do. But on the phone, yeah, it sounded good.
I thought it sounded really good. Kind of gave me some ideas for some new recording.
Sweet. I know that. I mean, at the very least, I know a couple albums. There's one. I think I told you this already. Like Paul Westerberg recorded 14 songs. Like one of the songs, he thought of it and then he called home on his phone and sang it.
Nick Lowe's done. Yeah. There's Nick Lowe.
Yeah.
There's a lot of.
Yeah.
I wish that I could phone home and answering machine. But I have an idea and I'll put it on my phone.
Right.
Unfortunately, I keep breaking my phones before I get to listen to them again.
I heard about it. So what happened to your phone?
Well, the one I have now, I still have some songs on it, but I did break it and I did spill whiskey on it.
Oh.
So I have a really tough time seeing what it says on the screen.
Oh.
But it still records sounds, although
can't you upload it somewhere else first or something? Or no?
Yeah, well, I might be able to, but
we'll figure that out.
yeah.
So you're visiting from Toronto.
I am. I'm almost done visiting, actually.
Almost done.
Time flies.
How is Toronto treating you? I guess I asked you that.
Yeah, come on, Ben. Yeah. Like,
same question. That's it. But like, how is it? Like, okay, so you were.
It's great.
Well,
how's Vancouver? Like,
it's been awesome. Obviously.
But how's the last 3 years been?
It's been fantastic.
Yeah.
Have you been gone for 3 years?
December.
Oh my goodness,
it's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
So, but Tom still lives in Vancouver.
Tom still lives here. Plays with like Pernell Richard.
Pernell Record Band.
And
another band called the Burnettes.
The Burnettes.
Dove Hunter. We played here 6 years ago now.
Oh, nice.
Wowie.
Oh, right. Yeah.
A long time ago. I still have that on mini disc, actually. I still have that show.
You know how long ago it was? You have a mini disc version of it.
Yeah, and even 6 years ago, that was like, whoa, dude, you have a
mini disc?
Oh, my
God, a mini disc? That's so futuristic.
Check out this crazy iPod I have, loser.
That's awesome. So who is in your band?
Well, we're starting to record this weekend with Young Janner.
Mm-hmm. Are you going over to the house of, what did we call it? Jay's place, or you?
No, we're gonna do it in Tom's space.
Oh, very nice.
Because Jay can't do drums at his place.
Oh, yeah. I heard he got there was some complaint from the landlord about guitars too.
Yeah, well, then
that's why
I'm be doing some vocals there.
Yeah, very nice. How many songs do you have going on?
About 94.
Nice. that's a good number. I
was releasing a box set.
I would say trim it down to maybe 92. 94 is a bit much.
I don't know. I honestly, Ben, if you heard these songs,
yeah,
you wouldn't cut two of them.
I just think like
me too.
94 is just bad luck in the Chinese zodiac.
Oh, okay. Well, we are in Vancouver.
I don't know.
No one has 94 on their phone number here.
Whatever I can get on my phone.
Yeah.
We're recording onto my phone.
Whatever
that's
you can
fit
on a mini disc, maybe. Yeah. That would be good. Like 34 minutes or something?
Two megabytes on my phone. Whatever we can get on 2 megabytes.
A whole bunch of mini discs and 2 broken mini discs players.
Who do you play with in Toronto? Or do you just do solo?
Both.
Both?
Both.
Just here?
Yeah, some friends from... Actually, a friend of mine... Mutual friend of mine who I met and started playing with him, and then someone else. Off and on.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of
whatever. Yeah.
Give and take.
Give and take. Yeah, sounds good.
Everyone's busy.
So there's a reason you have to go back to Toronto. you are like involved at some sort of festival?
Coordinating the Bloor Ossington Folk Festival.
Is it like a new thing, or
it's this will be the first year we're doing it. We have a lot of amazing people playing. A lot of like a bunch of guys from the Rio Statics are doing their solo stuff, and some of the Cuff the Duke guys, and Julie Duran, just like No Luck Club, who people in Vancouver might remember.
Didn't you say Thor was playing too?
No, that was last night when I was watching a movie.
Oh, another Vancouver rock legend. Thor.
Yeah. No, I wish.
You can just be on the side and bend stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
bend
honestly,
this mic stand.
It's grown to be a lot bigger than we were anticipating, and
in a good way, right?
Yeah, in an amazing way.
So how is it on like one big stage, or is it through a little small?
No,
venues?
It's in like backyards and just sort of like independent venues in the sort of little 4-block radius.
Oh, great. But is it businesses' backyard, like bars' backyard, or is it people's actual houses' backyard?
No, so I'm having like Wayne Petty is playing in my backyard.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Julie Duran is playing in Exclaim's backyard.
Oh, wow. That's
awesome. But yeah, like, and then like a house across the street and the cafe on the corner, and then we're having a couple of shows at night other places, but the afternoon shows are all
awesome.
All like back.
So is it going to be free
houses.
Then? Or
everything's
free.
Everyone's playing for free, and like all the shows are free.
Chris, is it true that at the end Thor is going to bend the CN Tower in half?
He will. Okay.
I might fly out just for
that. He's going to kick it really hard, and I anticipate it crumbling.
Okay. So you organize? Are you coordinating like the PAs and all that stuff? How does that work? Or is it just going to be?
That's one of the reasons I have to go back a bit earlier.
We're figuring that out.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm really excited. Like that.
Is it something that you are doing a lot of press for, or is it something you have to keep downloading?
Absolutely
because,
none.
Yeah, because you're not really.
This is the most press that we're gonna do for it.
But that sounds awesome, though.
I'm talking about it. In Vancouver,
yeah,
this is the without a doubt the most press. Like the only, it's we're just handing
but
out.
Can you? Yeah, like I mean, can you even? Because
no, we're not.
I mean, yeah,
none at all.
Yeah,
absolutely none. And that's the idea.
Yeah,
we just don't want to do press. We'll do press afterwards.
Yeah,
and
we'll field
like,
your questions now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was the idea. It's like
I mean,
it's like a summer of people like spending way too much money going to shows. Like,
yeah.
We want to employ everyone in the neighborhood. Our neighborhoods. Amazing. Everyone come out and see us play. Because we're always hanging out on the street, like, or in, like in our, not necessarily in the street, but like around drinking, playing guitar, like having impromptu sort of shows in our backyards and stuff. Like, why don't we have a festival? Like, why doesn't everyone do it? Why wouldn't we coordinate it?
That sounds great.
So it just, as it turned out, and everyone's been so amazingly, like, good about everything, like we like all these people are playing for free and it's so amazing, and just because they want to support the neighborhood and support like local businesses and
they want to support music.
Fly Steve Louis out to take some pictures. Steve Louis, get him to take some pictures, then it'll be a totally Vancouver event.
Yeah.
We actually have like about 15 minutes left. You want to play
like
maybe
a few more songs? I think
we can
do that.
National Shield live on CITR. And if you're in Toronto, go to hang out in some random backyards in a couple
of weeks. October 14th, 15th, and 16th. Please, police, don't be listening to the show.
Please donate money so Tom can fly out there.
Yeah. Fun. Or donate money so we don't all lose a lot of money. So I'm anticipating.
For love, things you won't ever do for love. You've been coerced into the sun. Things you won't ever do for love. Things you won't ever do for love. Things you won't ever do for love.
Skies will never clear up. must have been the bombs he'd seen. Thank you. the next big settle down. But my hands are tired and tired. I've had enough of the words of the next big settle down. But my hands are tired and tired. I've had enough of the words. But my hands are tired. I've had enough.
National Shio live on CITR. Thanks for coming out. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have tonight.
Thanks, guys.
You'll have to call us back.
Another 3 years.
Do it over the phone.
Yeah.
Tune in 2014.
Good luck with recording this weekend.
Thank you.
With Jay Einer from Team Strike Force. 5 minutes and many, many, many other bands. Do you have a website still or anything? Do you ever had one?
Not a website. There's still MySpace there, and
that's a website.
I think there's a Bandcamp thing.
Oh, there is a Bandcamp.
Yeah,
I don't think I've seen that.
It's because I put it up and then I don't have the internet anymore. So, so it's kind of like I can't really maintain anything.
The low maintenance site.
So if anyone wants anything, they feel free to call me.
Yeah,
Ben,
your phone
please.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, no, it works.
Yeah, works.
Or well. Just come and hang out with me.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Good luck with also the illegal festival in Toronto.
Shh, stop saying illegal.
Sorry.
We're fucked now.
Now they know Thor's coming to bend the CN Tower now.
Well, I won't podcast the show until October the 15th. it's okay. It's all good.
No, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for
thank
everything.
Thank you.
And coming up next, Funk My Life with Ochre.
That is us. Hello, you're listening now to Funk My Life on CITL 101.9 FM, and we are a show all about remix soul and remix funk and everything in between. As we'll see, that includes a little bit of hip-hop and a bit of... it's an interesting mix of actually not just hip-hop, but hip-hop and dubstep and almost like a down-tempo chill set as well. But we're going to start things off with a little bit of house music, as we tend to like it exciting. and